The U.S. military is considering whether to drop an expensive contract with Halliburton. The company has been accused of overpricing gasoline it trucks into Iraq for the U.S. government. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Since March, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been paying KBR, a subsidiary of Halliburton, to truck in gasoline, diesel, and cooking fuel for the Iraqi people. Now, the Army Corps has asked the military's own fuel buyer, the Defense Energy Support Center, to study whether it can bring in supplies more cheaply. Corps spokesman Bob Folletti says Iraqi refineries are taking longer than anticipated to return the country to self-sufficiency, and it's time to find a new fuel contractor anyway.
The Corps can do it under a short period of time through our contractors, but it would make sense to use an agency that's set up to do it long-term worldwide.
Representative Henry Waxman, a Democrat from California, has accused Halliburton of paying excessive prices to have Kuwaiti gasoline trucked into Iraq.
If we have a government entity could do this a lot cheaper than Halliburton, why have we spent hundreds of millions of dollars with Halliburton to overcharge our taxpayers?
Officials at the Defense Energy Support Center and the Congressional Research Service have both agreed the amount Halliburton charges the government for gasoline seems high. In a statement, Halliburton defends its pricing, pointing out that short-term contracts in a hostile environment are always more expensive and that it's normal to transition to a long-term supplier. Halliburton, formerly run by Vice President Dick Cheney, has received contracts worth $1.6 billion in Iraq, and the company is bidding for additional work there. John Burnett, NPR News.